Shalom, saints, and the Lord richly bless you. Welcome to Daily Devotion. This is Brother Jesse Nzima welcoming you all to this time. And the Lord may richly bless you all. It's my lot to take up the Daily Devotion this week. So I am going to read from the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. So I want to share on a topic that I've entitled the word of their testimony. So by the grace of God, we'll see how the Lord can lead us this week through this message. Now, I want to give a brief definition of the word testimony. So basically, a testimony is a formal statement. It could either be written or it could be spoken, and it's given in a court of law. The other definition is evidence or proof of something. That's what a testimony is. Now, Revelation chapter 12 tells us that there was an enemy, and surprisingly, this enemy was defeated by a weapon which was called a testimony. So a testimony is not as simple as we think it is. It is something that is very powerful. It is something that is very effective. It is something that is very useful in the lives of believers. Now, we are told that to overcome the enemy here, the testimony was accompanied by something. It was accompanied by the blood of the Lamb. And then the testimony itself followed. So the blood of the Lamb is salvation to a believer because we were purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary. Now, the blood of the Lamb together with the testimony, what is a testimony in this case? It is an experience that we have with God. I believe every child of God has an experience. The very first time that we came to this word, to this message, we had an experience. There was something that excited our hearts. There is something that moved in our hearts. Otherwise, without that, we couldn't have come. If we've come to the message without an experience and a testimony, it means we have not really come. But because of the testimony, there is something we are supposed to do with it. So we are going to read from the book of Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Look at this. These witnesses, someone is a witness because they have a testimony. A witness can never be a witness without a testimony. So, these people are going to witness what they have seen, what they have heard, what they have felt, what they have experienced. That is what a testimony is. So, now the Bible is telling us the ultimate purpose, the main purpose, the main idea why we are given the power. Why are we given the Holy Ghost? We are not given the Holy Ghost for pleasure. We are not given the Holy Ghost to feel good. We are not given the Holy Ghost to feel excited. We are not given the Holy Ghost for people to praise us. We are given the Holy Ghost to give a testimony. Because a testimony is something that is very powerful. You know, there are people in this world, so many people in this world, they are going through problems. People have no rest in this world. They live a restless life. People have no joy. They have no peace, even in their marriages. Why? Because they are waiting for someone with a testimony to bring it up. So, brothers and sisters, we are supposed to testify. We are supposed to testify. Now, remember, a witness of Jesus Christ does not witness. When I was in denomination, We were told to witness the word of God. And to witness was to quote scriptures. We are given basic scriptures, foundational scriptures for salvation. You have to quote this scripture. It was more like a tradition. We were taught how to introduce yourselves, how to approach a sinner, what to speak. We were more like parroting, whatever it was. But here, a witness does not parrot anything. If you go through a place where there is an accident and they are asking you what happened, you are not supposed to, there's no time to rehearse what you have seen. There is no time to rehearse the experience you've had. You cannot rehearse it. You cannot say, I'm going to put it this way. I'll start by explaining what I was thinking. Of course, they can ask you, where were you when this accident was happening? But when they ask for a witness, you are going to express everything. If you heard a boom, you have to express it as a true witness. You are not going to say, no, this will confuse people. This will scare people. A witness has to speak what they've seen. Brother Branham was a witness. And when he spoke, people were saying, I mean, there were times where the prophet would say, I remember when he was preaching the message on marriage and divorce. He said, I couldn't sleep because I didn't want to bring up this message. I knew it would be controversial. I knew people won't like it. But I couldn't sleep. Why? Because he had an experience. People may not like to hear what you're saying, but that's what you've heard. So we have to testify. Now, your mind will tell you not to testify. Sometimes people are ashamed to pray. They are ashamed to pray, to shout. Of course, I'm not saying you need to disturb neighbors all the time, but there are certain times you have to disturb your environment. There are certain times you have to make the noise. People are so conservative. People are so closed up. When someone is playing loud and godly music, there's no problem. When bars are playing the whole night, there's no problem. But believers can't find time to lock themselves up to start singing. There's a thing like this has never happened before. What do they think of me? I start singing, I start shouting, I start doing this. What do they think of me? They are ashamed. Now, brothers, Jeremiah chapter 20. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9. What is it telling us? We give glory to the Lord. For they prophesy falsely. Jeremiah 20. Oh, forgive me, not 29. Jeremiah 20, sorry. 20 verse 9. I had gone to 29 verse 9. This is what the scripture says. Then I said, I will not make mention of him. This is Jeremiah says, I don't want to talk about godly things. People don't want to hear them. I don't want to talk about the message. I don't want to talk about this message of Brother Branham. People don't like it. Women don't like it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to cause a controversy. I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name. I don't want to do it. I'm scared. People don't like it. It's not pleasant. People don't want to hear it. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. I was weary with forbearing and I could not stay. That's what a testimony does. You like it, you don't. So a testimony is an experience. A testimony is an experience. When you have an experience, you testify. Now, when we fail to testify, it means we are not sure about our experience. 2 Timothy chapter 1, as we conclude. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of the Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, Satan is very clever. You may have a testimony quite all right, but he'll make you to forget it. When you are not a prayerful person, when you're not a spiritual person, you will forget the testimonies. The Bible says, forget not the testimonies of the Lord. Now, when you forget your testimony, the devil will make you doubt it. He'll make you think it was not a test. It did not happen. Because when you testify, I can tell you another person's heart is watered. They may not see you. They may not be. You may not know anything. But when you give a testimony of what God has done, you are watering somebody's life. You are bringing to life someone who is dying, a believer who was dead, a believer who was buried, a believer whom Satan has kept in darkness, in idleness, in slumber, in compromise, in sin. When you testify, when you give your experience, something starts happening in that heart. You have watered that seed that was rotting in the ground. It begins to bud. Something happens. The seed that was closed up in a shell begins to expand, begins to grow up, begins to come out because of a testimony. And Satan knows that. He'll do whatever he can to fight it. As I end, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, the Lord did something here over the weekend. You know, we've experienced a very strange rainy season this year. The season started with flooding. There was heavy rainfalls, downpours we've never seen before. Streams and rivers were flooded. But all of a sudden, it just became a drought. The rains just disappeared, and it's been dry, it's been hot, it's been terrible, it's been like summer instead of spring. And I remember the believers, We came together as a church, the believers, our fellow believers in Lusaka, and ourselves here in Chatama. We came together. The believers in Lusaka had their times of prayer, and we set last Saturday to be a time of prayer. So we came together. Now, as we were coming together, one of the sisters was preparing to come, and Wade went out in the village that she was coming for prayers and fasting. We had called prayers and fasting to pray for the rains. And when people in the village heard that, they said, these people are crazy. These people are ridiculous. Are they God to be able to command the heavens? But, well, as we stood on 2 Corinthians, Chronicles 7 verse 14, which says, if my people are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear them. So now what happened was, this sister, as she was coming, so a man came to her house. He said, are you serious? I've heard you are going to pray. We heard that you are going to pray for the rains. No, sorry, I've made a mistake. This man did not come when the sister was coming to church. When we had our prayers here, after the prayers were done, this sister, she went back home, and then these guys, this man came and said, look at the sky. Are you telling me that you are going to pray for the rains? Where are the rains going to come from? Are you crazy? The man spoke terrible words, and the sister, her faith being small, she was scared, and she was trying to hide. She was depressed, actually. And the man was scoffing and laughing at her. Now, at the same time, a brother from here, he went home straight. He went to apply his fertilizer to his field. Now, can you imagine? This is a field that has been dry for almost a month. And when you apply fertilizer, you are actually wasting. And then he went in the village. This brother went to the village and started telling everyone. He says, everyone here, I'm going to my village. I'm going to my field to apply fertilizer. So I think this is the best time we have to apply. They said, what? Are you out of your mind? You're going to apply fertilizer when it's all dry and empty. He said, well, I'm from seeking the Lord, and I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to bring the rains. They said, no, sir, go ahead, but we won't do it. Well, he said, that's your own fault. I'm going. So he went to the field, and 4 hours later, we had heavy downpours. Heavy downpours. So yesterday when we met for service, the sister who was challenged by that other man came. She was excited, and she said, from this service, she was looking forward. She says, I'm going to look for that man so that he sees the testimony. Amen. So, and that man, when the rains fell, the people in the village who had doubted him, they said, oh my goodness, this is very strange. We've never seen this before. So, brothers and sisters, a testimony has power. So I thought of giving you this testimony by the grace of the Lord. If he leads us again tomorrow, we'll continue. Shalom. Amen.